Thank you very much. Well done. Thanks, guys.
Right here, guys. Right here, good?
Yep.
How are you doing, good looking?
Good to see you.
How have you been?
I've been great.
Yeah?
I've been great.
Can you drive an RV?
You want me to get on board?
You want to talk to me?
Yeah.
Mr. Attorney General.
Here, come here, stay here. Any tough questions I'm going to give to you.
Mr. Attorney General, one of the reasons you're on this trip, as I understand it, is to get people to sign the pledge, to sign on to your platform. You did not specifically in your speech ask people today to do that. What should they do?
Mariah was supposed to do that on her speech. This is about, we're trying to accomplish two things through the summer. Number one, or three things. Number one, we're enjoying New York State, which is beautiful, and it's especially beautiful upstate in the summer. So we're having some fun. That's number one. Number two, I want to get elected. I think I can help, and I'm focusing on getting elected in the November elections. We really have to change this state government, and we have to change it dramatically. And number three, I want to use the opportunity to explain to the people of the state of New York exactly what I think needs to be done for the state with a very specific agenda, a very specific plan, to build popular support for that plan so in January we can say to the legislature, here's what we want done. This is the plan. These are the specific initiatives that the people of the state of New York want passed. They have spoken. And that's why the heart of my campaign is laying out very specifically a new plan for new New York. I want people to sign on to that plan.
How many fewer than the 10,000 agencies does the state need, and how do you get that reduction? Because some of them are authorities, correct?
Yeah. The state, the 10,000 was local governments, right?
And the authorities, like?
No, apples and oranges.
District, water district, light districts, fire districts?
Yeah, the 1,000, which is the number you used, that's state agencies and authorities.
Okay.
My proposal, and I go all through this in tedious and annoying detail in my plan, but
so sure,
I want to give the governor the authority to actually reorganize the agencies and the authorities. And I want to get a bill passed. Many other governors have this power in the state, where the governor has the authority to reorganize the executive and consolidate those agencies, reducing the cost, but also making it more efficient. You don't have to have so many economic development agencies and housing agencies and finance agencies. And the governor now currently doesn't have that authority. So I would take the responsibility upon myself as governor to reorganize the 1,000. The 10,521, actually, are the number of local governments across the state. That's the 113 in Greene County. That's the one for every 433 people in Greene County. It's too much. It's too much. You can't afford it. You just can't afford that amount of operating expense.
How many fewer and how quickly can you do it?
As many as makes sense. There is no 10,500 to what is your question? Yeah. Whatever makes sense. A lot of it is a local government question, right? Because this is going to be up to people in local communities, because it's their local taxes, the property taxes that are chasing people from their homes. Those are local taxes. But what I want to say to the people across the state is we have to consolidate and reduce state government. We also have to consolidate and reduce local governments and governments in your own backyard.
Attorney General, when you consolidate also, a lot of jobs go away. So how do you plan on actually, you know, getting some of these people back to work? I mean, a lot of people will probably be out of work.
I don't know that that's right. It depends on how you do it. But I do know this. If we don't get taxes under control in this state, you're going to see more and more businesses leave. And the future for this state is private sector job development. Good, high-paying private sector jobs. What made New York, New York? This was the Empire State because of businesses. You don't build the state on a public sector payroll. You build the state because you have a robust private sector economy, more businesses, more jobs. And to get the businesses growing and staying, you're going to have to make this government work, and you're going to have to get costs down.
Can you comment on...
And we're going to have to get another tie.
In terms of convincing the legislature to accept your plan, how many signatures do you need from New Yorkers between now and when you get elected? You know, what's going to tell Sheldon Silver and John Sampson, stand up, listen to what Andrew Cuomo is saying, because the people of the state of New York have signed these cards?
Yeah, James, I don't think it is. I hear your point. I don't think it's a number of signatures on a petition. I think it's that the legislators get that the people want this done. How does that happen? It happens if I am successful in truly communicating the agenda to the people. The politicians will hear about it in their local districts. They'll hear about it in the grocery store. They'll hear about it in church. They'll hear about it at the temple. But people will let them know, I heard Cuomo has this plan. Why aren't you reducing the property taxes? Why aren't you in favor of new ethics laws for the legislature? If you communicate to the people, ultimately democracy works. And the people will let their politicians know. And by the way, politicians who don't follow the will of the people aren't politicians for long. You know, there's a certain, the process ultimately works. The job is, it has to be bottom up. You have to communicate to the people so the local electeds hear.
Specifically, if you're for the Farm Workers Fair Labor Practices Act, and generally, what would you like to do to help farmers and farms in Greene and Columbia County?
We tend to underestimate the value of the agricultural sector in this state. Not only is it beautiful and is it good for the environment, etc., but it's also a tremendous job generator for this state. It's one of the top economies in the state of New York is the agricultural. We've forgotten that for too long, and it would be a top priority for me as governor. I have to excuse myself.
Are you in favor
of the farm workers for fair labor?
I'd like to find out if she has any questions for you.
Tell me your plans for school reform, because we desperately need it, not only in education, but in funding.
Well, on what aspect of the funding?
How are we going to fund schools? And how are we going to reform our educational process so we're more thorough and efficient?
Yeah. Well, part of it is going to be the same reorganization that we're going to look, we're going to have to do with the state agencies and the local governments and the healthcare institutions. We're also going to have to look at the educational system. We're going to have to look at consolidation of services in education because the cost is too high, the duplication is too high, and we're not going to be able to continue to afford the duplication by raising the property taxes. Otherwise, all these homes will be vacant at one point. It is the top priority, and it's all because it is all about these guys and making them smarter than we were, and that is the best public education system, not only in the country, but on the globe. But part of it is going to be the efficiencies, making it work better for teachers and making it work better for the taxpayers.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for taking the time. Thank you for coming out.
Hey, guys. I will see you.